Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
Faith says, I don't know how, I don't know when, but I know God will. So pleasing God by faith is an unexpected expectation. I have an expectation for it, but it could happen at any moment. Serve others with the right motive of the heart, and that honors God.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's go into a message that was taken from a recent Wednesday night Bible study here at Pace Assembly. This message is entitled, Pleasing God, Serving People. Let's go into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
Go down and preach to all of them and tell them, thus saith the Lord. By the way, Jeremiah, the end of your story is not going to be good. Those folk that you're preaching to, none of them going to get saved. Come on, somebody. Preachers and Christian people are checking the wind to see if the coast is clear before I open my mouth and say, Jesus is Lord and he's coming again. Wonder, what good is it to go and witness to somebody's house if all the groundwork has already been done? You know what I'm saying? Pleasing God doesn't mean that you're always going to get hugs, kisses, and smiles from other people. Especially now. Get them masks and get it. Jesus is Lord on the front of your mouth. And walk yourself on up in there to Walmart. Come on, somebody. Here's what I know, and this was not on your, put that back up there. God was pleased with his son and gave him confirmation, validation, and affirmation in front of everybody. This is my son. I only have one. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. Hear ye him. When I was looking at this, the Holy Spirit said, Jesus didn't get affirmation until after he had done something. And then it wasn't always, you don't hear God coming back out of the heavens going, hey, you're doing a good job. Good job on that healing of them eyes. In fact of the business, come on somebody, stay with me right here. In fact of the business, God shuts his mouth. Jesus does the work, and when it comes time for his Father to affirm him in the decision that he is making to go to the cross, his Father turns his back. Y'all didn't hear what I said. When I need you the most to give me a word of affirmation, why hast thou forsaken me? Please step this out with me right here. Because doing the will of God, how many of you know that the will of God was for Jesus to die on the cross for this purpose, 1 John, for this purpose was the Son of God manifest that he might destroy the works of the devil. And the only way to do that was to go to the cross. So that was in the will of God. And in the garden, he prays three times and says, Lord, if this cup is, if you can't pass this cup from me, if you can't pass this cup from me, if you can't. Listen, he went back there and tell his disciples, hey, y'all, come on, stay with me, pray with me. And when they do wake up, he comes up drawing his sword and cutting people's ears off. And in the moment that he needed the greatest amount of appreciation and affirmation, Jesus got zero. In fact, the business, he predicted it and prophesied it and said, all y'all going to leave me. Then what did Peter say? Me, boy, I'm staying with you. He said, Pete, you're going to be the first one running. So what does that demand? That demands us to stop waiting around to do the will of God polling everybody or asking everybody, how do you think this is going to work? That's the reason. Can I go ahead and go there right now? Because you know I will. That's the reason why I stand before you tonight to tell you God is pro-life. And I'll stake my ministry and life on it. And if you vote otherwise, you're voting against the principle of God, and you'll be afraid the next morning of whether or not they're going to come and take this and do that and do the other. But when it all comes down to it, I'm going to stand on the principles of God's word that are forever settled in heaven. This is not a party thing. If it's a party thing, then I got to go shake a bunch of hands and kiss a bunch of babies. Jesus didn't kiss no babies. He blessed the babies and kept right on going to the cross. I'm not always pleased with what I do or how I act. I'm picking them up as I go. I feel like a slow train on the way. Come on. Are you always pleased with everything you do? All the way you act? But here's the big question. Because I know one thing, if that book is true, and it is, God loves me when I'm good, and He loves me when I'm bad. His love is steady. So what does that mean? I'm not always pleased with who I am and what I do, but I am always pleased with who I am in Christ Jesus. Are you all with me? Let me roll this thing down for you and I'll get out of the way here tonight. Remember, faith is pleasing God by principle. Pleasing people is living by phobia. Let's go quickly to Ephesians 6 and 6 where he says, Paul says, not with eye service as men pleasers. Now, he's speaking here to servants and masters, but let's put it into the employee-employer context. But as employees of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. Motivation is so important in our service for God. It always determines the quality of the service that we give. It will determine how consistent we are in the service to the Lord, if it's of value and importance. The right motive will do wonders. The wrong motive will corrupt and ruin things. And the one thing about motive is you can't tell somebody's motive, can you? You can judge them by their fruit, but you can't tell their motive. Are y'all still with me? Look at the wrong motive here, the Bible says. Here's three things that are said about doing something with the wrong motive in this passage of Scripture. First of all, he says the place of service is eye service. What does this mean? Eye service. It means that while the boss is watching, I'm waiting to make sure that I'm doing what I'm supposed to do when he's watching. Working only when I'm being watched. Eye service. I'm doing it to please him. How many of y'all know Jesus sees it all the time? Come on, somebody. Some will only serve God when they're noticed. Well, bless God, I brought colored toothpicks to the church social and the pastor didn't put my name in the bulletin. Excuse me, why were you doing that? Were you doing it to be noticed? If you are, then I got a great big LED screen up here. We'll put your face and your name and say, look what they did. Not look what the Lord did, look what they did. Ooh, let's dig and do a little bit more. Many people don't want to serve in obscurity. We're in a society today that unless you notice somebody, they'll quit the next time because they didn't get noticed. Who are you doing it for? For eye service? Paul said that's not your motivation. If that's the case, then you'll limit your service and the quality of your service for the kingdom of God. Secondly, the praise for your service. He said, don't be men pleasers. Don't be someone who is doing eye service, and don't be men pleasers. Doing what you do to please people. Some serve only to get the praise of men, and that's the qualification of John chapter 12, verse 43, where the Bible says that the Pharisees love the praise of men more than the praise of God. There's so many unsung people in this house that God is using and doing things. And in the days ahead, between now and the coming of the Lord, there's going to be more things that you're going to do for the kingdom of God, and you will not even get recognized. We got folks that are doing things that you don't even know. There are people that never get to sit in the service like you do, that make sure that the service is getting out there online to people right now, working behind the scenes. Sometimes you have no idea. Sometimes something happens in the bathroom, and they have to come and get some people that go clean the bathroom and get it fixed between while the service is going on. Sometimes there's a whole group of people that will get up and try to help somebody who may have. We've had heart attacks in this building. I don't know what it was several weeks ago. It was like we might as well just pull the ambulance service up out front because there was things going on. But many times you didn't see it and you didn't know it, and nobody broadcast it for applause, because they don't do it unto men. They do it unto God. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the way we're supposed to serve the Lord. This is an attitude right here. If you're a men pleaser, that will limit your service and corrupt your service at the same time. And it will compromise your service so that you gain the applause of men. Third part of this is the person of service. That's self. Somebody shout self. Self. Ladies and gentlemen, self is the biggest problem that you'll ever have serving God. If your motivation is high service and men pleasing, you're serving yourself. Men pleasers serve themselves. People pleasers serve themselves. If you live to please people, you're actually doing it for yourself. It not only limits your service, but it also disqualifies you from serving God if you're doing it for yourself. But here's the right motives. The right motive is, Paul said in this same verse, be servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Here's three things that are said about the right service. Number one, the person to serve. Who is it we're supposed to serve here? Christ. Christ. It's not self, but the Savior that we're supposed to serve. It's Christ that we're to serve. Why do you stand out front and hold those doors open for people on Sunday morning? Why do you help park the cars? Why do you, you never see the recognition coming from people that are in the parking lot tonight as you're going out. How about the police officers? Even though we pay them to be able to be out there, they're standing in the middle of traffic to help you to get safely out. Whenever I set that up several years ago, for them to help people to get out safely on this, I got written up in the local newspaper as Pace Assembly's getting free service from the county sheriff's department, having police officers out there. You don't know, $75 that we're paying more than that now. We're paying more than that for two officers to make sure that you get safely out. There should be more affirmation and appreciation for people. But it shouldn't always come from here. It should come one to another. You want to fix your marriage? Start affirming and appreciating one another. Come on, somebody. Ooh, that one hit hard. I'm sorry. I don't want to kill your joy on a Wednesday night here. The person to serve is Christ. The purpose of the service is to do what? Come on. It'll be all right. You can get it out. The purpose of the service is to do what? The will of God. Everybody say the will of God. It is the will of God that tells us the where, the when, why, and the how. And once you know the will of God, here's the problem I'm finding out. Too many people don't want to do the will of God because it makes it uncomfortable for them and they don't get all the applause. But if it's the will of God, ladies and gentlemen, then it's the will of God. You didn't hear what I said. I said, if it's the will of God, then do it with all of your heart, soul, mind, and strength, because your reward will be great in heaven. It may not be seen of men, but it will be great in heaven. And my question is, where do you want your reward? If you get it down here, Jesus said, it's going to fade away. But if you store up riches in heaven where rust and moth doesn't corrupt and thieves break through and steal, now you got something when you get to heaven that you'll take that crown off and cast it at the feet of Jesus and say, Lord, I did it for the kingdom. And he'll say, well done.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.